from evac helicopters whisking victims out to the nearest hospital, to dog rescues and on-site decon procedures.
You have received medical aid. We will provide you with food, water, and shelter.
The training has to be as real as possible. Lieutenant General William Caldwell, commander of the 5th Army at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, spoke with me at an earlier training event at Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Could have been a chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear incident of some kind.
Local firefighters and other first responders join in the training, along with state and National Guard and Reserve members and local hospitals.
They'll roll in and they'll have a diverse capability of providing medical care, decontamination, provide food and water, care for the people, sustainment, and then also do the reporting. They'll have the capacity to absorb more help on top of them, too.
If they refuse to help, I know you're trying to explain to them what we have for them through the tents. If they refuse to help, you can't force them to
The scene is like a battlefield. The training has to be as true to life as possible.
Where this building right here was affected by a blast.
Lieutenant Colonel Tim Beninato says the simulation goes the distance to provide reality.
The debris fell down and it's got this vehicle blocked off, and there are mannequins simulating casualties inside that vehicle.
The scene includes role players, people hired specifically to act out the human side of the devastation.
You find my son for me.
They have to go through a vetting process. They get hired through a private company, and they have to pass a background check. That's the first thing.
Lieutenant Colonel John Van Hook at Fort Polk often sees the same role players come through for a variety of real-life exercises. If the simulation involves a rural area, Fort Polk is prepared for that, too.
And this is the farm where you've got the goats, the mules, the geese.
The complex exercises present situations that could be expected to occur in the given scenario, but the troops don't know what the script holds for them beyond the general nature of the disaster. Specific emergencies they will face are kept secret, so soldiers and first responders can deal with them as they would in real life with no advance warning. One such incident at the Fort Polk exercise presented an emotionally charged event, the containment of survivors closest to the blast site. The troops are told that these individuals could not be allowed to leave the area. Some will be medevaced out, but for others, the only thing that can be done for them is to try to keep them calm, but they would be the ones to die. Fort Polk's Colonel Brett Van Camp.
It's just over the hill here as the radiation has receded in the scenario. We're getting 8 centigrade, approximately 1.5 clicks from here.
At the more recent Vibrant Response event, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Brew says people behind the scenes have been designing these scenarios for months before the exercise takes place.
To give an example, we had a simulated warehouse fire, and it burned a lot of medical supplies. And so here in our operations center, we bring the surgeon along with the people who are the logisticians, and we say, well, what do we know about this? And then we say, how can we fix this?
Army North stated at the conclusion of Vibrant Response that, by all accounts, the Department of Defense Chemical, Biological, Radiological, or Nuclear Response Enterprise is better today than it was 20 days ago. Soldiers enhance their ability to respond to emergencies, save lives, alleviate suffering, and help the American people get back to a state of normalcy after a disaster. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.